Exclusive: Ketanji Brown Jackson bypassed sentencing guidelines to cut prison time for previously deported illegal alien drug dealer. By John Binder on March 31, 2022. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Joe Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, once bypassed federal sentencing guidelines to cut a previously deported illegal alien drug dealer's prison sentence, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. In the 2013 case, while Jackson was serving on the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, illegal alien Daniel Garcia Guerrero of El Salvador had been charged with illegal reentry after having already been deported from the U.S. at least once. Garcia Guerrero had also been previously convicted of drug trafficking for his time dealing drugs in the Washington, D.C. area. After Garcia Guerrero pleaded guilty to one count of illegal reentry, Jackson advised the illegal alien that federal sentencing guidelines suggested a length of prison time from 27 to 33 months based on his current immigration offense and past record of dealing drugs. At his sentencing hearing, which Breitbart News exclusively obtained a transcription of, an attorney for the federal government and Garcia Guerrero's attorney both agreed that a prison sentence at the bottom of the guidelines is appropriate. The bottom of the guidelines is still a fairly significant sentence in this case of 27 months, the attorney representing the Justice Department told Jackson. The low end of the guideline, I believe, takes into account all the factors. It's not a slap on the wrist, Garcia Guerrero's attorney said, agreeing with the government's assessment. Despite the government and the defendant having agreed on a 27-month prison sentence, Jackson skirted the sentencing guidelines to give Garcia Guerrero a sentence of 21 months in federal prison, 6 months less than the lowest sentence recommended. It is also evident that Mr. Garcia Guerrero keeps returning for economic reasons, to make a better life for himself and also presumably for his children, one of whom is an infant, who are here in the United States with their mothers, Jackson said during the hearing. Nevertheless, Mr. Garcia Guerrero previously committed a serious drug trafficking offense on one of the prior occasions when he was previously in this country, and he was convicted of that drug offense in this very courthouse. Emphasis added. But the court does take into account that in your returning, you did not commit an additional crime that the government is aware of, and that there were family circumstances that appeared to be the motivation for your return, and that given the parties' previous discussions and stipulations which, as we know, were mistaken about the nature of the guidelines. Nevertheless, there were representations that a less severe sentence was the appropriate sentence for a defendant in your circumstance. Emphasis added. It is the judgment of the court that you, Mr. Daniel Garcia Guerrero, are hereby committed to the custody of the Bureau of Prisons for a term of 21 months on count I. Emphasis added. The sentencing hearing's transcription can be read below, in full. Transcript underscore Guerrero Garcia. By John Binder. The case is only the latest that Jackson has come under fire for. In another case, also in 2013, Jackson sentenced then 19-year-old Wesley Hawkins to 3 months in prison, 3 months of home confinement, and 6 years of supervision after he was convicted of possessing child pornography where boys 8 to 12 years old were depicted in sex acts. Federal sentencing guidelines called for Hawkins to receive 8 to 10 years in prison, but prosecutors took into account his lack of criminal history and requested 2 years in prison. Hawkins' defense team requested a single day in jail and 5 years of supervision. Following his sentence, in 2019, Hawkins was ordered by Jackson to complete his supervised release at a halfway house, according to the Washington Post, because he had been searching sexually arousing, non-pornographic material and images of males 13 to 16 years old and was highly likely to re-offend. In a recent interview, Hawkins suggested that he was grateful for Jackson's lenient sentence in his case, saying, "She knew this was going to hold me back for years to come, so she didn't really want to add on to that." Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Chuck Grassley, RYA, Lindsey Graham, RSC, John Cornyn, RTX, Mike Lee, RUT, Ted Cruz, RTX, Ben Sass, RNE, Josh Hawley, RMO, John Kennedy, RLA, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Marsha Blackburn, RTN. In response, authored a letter to Jackson, demanding she provide additional information on the Hawkins case. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.